Chapter 2. The Creation. The Father and the Son went ahead with the mighty, wonderful work of creation. The earth they made was very beautiful. God put rivers and lakes among the mountains and hills and plains. The earth was not just one large plain. Hills and mountains added to the scenery. But the mountains were not large and sharp as many mountains are today. Instead, the hills were regular and beautiful in shape. The bare, high rocks were not seen. God placed the great rocks out of sight in the ground to be as bones for the earth. Instead of being in large oceans, the water was scattered in small rivers and lakes all over the earth. God added beauty to the hills, mountains, and plains by covering them with lovely plants and flowers. God created many kinds of tall trees. The trees were much larger and more beautiful than most of the trees we have today. The air was clean and healthful. The entire earth looked as beautiful as the palace of a king. The angels were very happy as they saw the wonderful and beautiful work of God. God created many kinds of animals to live on the earth. Then the Father and the Son, who had made the earth and everything in the earth, continued with what they planned to do before Satan rebelled. God said, "Let us make people who look like us." God formed Adam with his own hands. Adam was twice as tall as people who now live on the earth and had a perfectly shaped body. He was handsome. Adam's skin was not white or sickly looking. His skin was a reddish-brown color. Adam's skin glowed with health. Eve was shorter than Adam. Eve's head came just a little above Adam's shoulders. Eve also was perfectly made and beautiful. Before sin, Adam and Eve did not need to wear the kind of clothes we wear. They were covered with robes of light and glory, the same as the angels. As long as they obeyed God, the circle of light covered them. All that God had made was perfect and beautiful. God had done everything possible to make Adam and Eve happy. But God showed his great love for them in one more way. He made a special garden for their home. Adam and Eve spent many happy hours caring for their garden home. They also spent part of their time talking with angels, listening to the instruction God wanted the angels to give them. The work that Adam and Eve did in the garden did not make them feel tired. Instead, it was happy work that made them feel healthy. The Lord put every kind of tree in their garden home. These trees grew fruit that looked beautiful and tasted good. Adam and Eve were to eat the fruit of those trees. Other trees were beautiful to look at and pleasant to smell. There also were pretty vines that grew fruit. This kind of fruit has not been seen since sin came into this world. The grapes that grew on these vines were large and different colors. Some grapes were almost black. Some grapes were purple. Some were red, some pink, and some light green. The vines grew straight and tall. The weight of the fruit was so heavy that the branches bent over but did not touch the ground. Adam and Eve enjoyed working with the trees and vines. They bent the branches to grow in a way as to make beautiful outdoor rooms. Sweet-smelling flowers and fruit growing on the trees and vines made the rooms delightful. The earth was beautiful. The green grass and bushes and the sweet-smelling flowers of all colors that grew everywhere made the earth beautiful. In the middle of the garden grew the tree of life. The tree of life was greater in glory than all the other trees. The fruit from the tree of life looked the same as apples of gold and silver. The fruit, when eaten, would give life that would never end. The leaves of the tree of life had a special healing power. Adam and Eve in Eden. Adam and Eve were very happy in the Garden of Eden. They were given full control over everything. Lions and lambs played together in peace around them. Sometimes they slept at the feet of Adam and Eve. Birds with feathers of every color flew among the trees and flowers and around Adam and Eve. Birds' songs could be heard everywhere as they sang praises to the Creator. Adam and Eve were delighted with the beauty of their home in the Garden of Eden. They loved hearing the bright colored birds sing their cheerful songs. Sometimes Adam and Eve joined the birds in singing songs of love and praise to the Father and His dear Son. They thanked God for the beauty and blessings that were all around them. Adam and Eve could see the harmony and order of creation. This showed them that there was no limit to God's wisdom and knowledge. Each day, Adam and Eve saw new glory and beauty in the things God had placed in their Eden home. Each new thing they found made them love God more. Each discovery influenced them to praise God, thank Him, and worship Him more for being their wise and wonderful Creator.